हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु मांगानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् निराकरणमस्तु निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मैरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सो द डे वि लेफ्ट् विद् द इन् दिस् थर्ड् चाप्टर् द स्टोरी पार्ट् आफ् दि उपनिषत् द थर्ड् चाप्टर् कवर्स् ओन्ली द स्टोरी पार्ट् आफ् दि उपनिषत् इस् काल्ड् अर्थवाद भागः. Arthavada Bhagaha means, Arthavadaha means the story part introduced in the Upanishads for the purpose of meditation. It's called Arthavadaha. So this is the Arthavada story part of the Upanishad, Arthavada portion. And here, the story, in the beginning, yes, in the commentary on the first mantra of this Upanishad, of this third chapter, Shankara presents the five significant aspects of the entire story. In his commentary on the first verse itself, in introduction to the third chapter, Shankara presents the five significant aspects of the entire story presented in the third chapter. So what are the first five significant aspects we have to remember here? So, the as Brahman is presented as the pramana avishayaha, pramana avishayam or agocharam, in the first two chapters, it is natural for the person to mistake, to think that Brahman is non-existent. In order to remove that doubt whether Brahman, such a Brahman exists or not, which is not available for any pramanam, which is not available for any means of knowledge. Now to remove that doubt or some confusion, vipratipattihi, viparita bhavana, viprati, no, or samshaya, in order to remove that, here, first of all, this through the story, the existence of Brahman is established. So, Brahma Astitva Pratipadanam is the first significant aspect. The very presence of Yaksha, you know, the presentation of Yaksha in the story, and the way the Yaksha appeared and disappeared, all of them actually are for establishing the existence of Brahman. Second thing, and after that, how after the attaining the knowledge of Brahman, how Indra and other devatas became really glorified. So the glorification of Indra and other devatas, which they had after the knowledge, is because of the because of the knowledge alone. Therefore, the highest the position and the glorification enjoyed by Indra and other devatas after the knowledge was due to their knowledge, therefore, that is only glorification of Brahma Vidya, isn't it? So, the glorification of Brahma Vidya is the second significant aspect. Then the third aspect is Durvigyayatvam, means Brahman being Pramana Avishaya Agochara, Brahman being not an object of knowledge available for any of the Pramanas, it is not easily attainable in terms of knowledge, for which without the grace of the Shastram and the teacher, it is not possible. Therefore, it is knowledge of Brahman being not easily attainable. Attainable with difficulty is also revealed, which means how it is revealed, because all the devatas, especially Indra, had Uma Devi as the teacher. the presentation of Uma Devi in the story as a guru teacher, and the teacher and the teaching by her reveal here that it's only with the help of the Shastram and the teacher one can have Brahma Vidya. Otherwise, it is not possible. The Durvegi, Durvignayatvam is revealed in the third aspect is revealed. Then the fourth aspect only we stopped actually. You see the fourth aspect, that's where we stopped actually last class. And the fourth aspect is the story is for Upasanam purpose, isn't it? And the third chapter story is for the practice discipline of meditation prescribed in the fourth chapter. That's also the what is the story for? Story is always presented for making the Upasanam easy. The Upasana is presented in the next chapter. That's also the fourth aspect. Then the fifth aspect is, you know, any arrogance is a mithya, isn't it? So Abhimana Mithyatvam is also revealed. Rahankara Mithyatvam. The I-sense and my-sense being mithya, it's only the products of ignorance that is revealed in the fifth aspect. Revealed as the fifth significant aspect. So these are the five significant aspects which we have already seen from the story. But now, where we left last class, we have to read from there. See that Athava Durvigyayam Brahma iti etat pradrashyate. Afterwards, yena agnyadayaha atite. Have you got the line, Dadaji? Yena. See, athava Durvigyayam Brahma iti etat pradrashyate. The Brahman is not easily understandable. That is also revealed here through the story. How it is revealed, it is said the next line. Yena Agni Adayaha Ati Tejasaha Api. Now, Yena, how it is revealed, it said Agni Adayaha, the devatas like Agnihi, Indraha, Vayuhu, all these devatas, Ati Tejasaha, very powerful. Ati Tejas means very powerful devatas also. So Ati Tejasaha Api, even though they are very powerful, Kleshena Yeva, with the difficulty alone, Brahma Vidita Vantaha, they had known Brahman. They had attained knowledge of Brahman. So Brahma Kleshena Yeva Vidita Vantaha. Got it? Tatha, in the same way, Indraha, not only devatas, similarly, Indraha, Devanam Ishwaraha Api Sanna. Even, not only those devatas, very powerful devatas, attained knowledge with difficulty, even Indra, though he was the lord of the devas, he also attained knowledge with difficulty alone. How? Because the story is going to present, we're going to see that, that Uma Devi coming as a guru and she will be imparting the knowledge only after being taught by Uma Devi, then Indra and Devata, other Devata attained the knowledge. Okay, with that, next point. Now we are going to the next one. Vakshamana, say now.
Vakshamana.
Upanishad. Vidhiparam. Va sarvam. See, Vakshyamana Upanishad. Vakshyamana Upanishad means, Upanishad here means Upasanam. Be very careful. In this, the particular line, the word Upanishad means Upasanam. So, Vakshyamana Upanishad means Vakshyamana Upasanam. Vakshyamana means the Upanishad, the Upasanam, the meditations which are going to be revealed. Vakshyamana, which are going to be discussed in the next fourth chapter. So it's future. It's the future passive continuous, which are going to be, which will be being taught. Okay. So, Vakshyamana Upasana means, Upanishad means, the Upasana which are going to be discussed in the next chapter, Vidhi Param. Vidhi means what now? Vidhi means as per the Vidhi. As per the Vidhi means, as per the rules and regulations. Okay. Vidhi Param Vasarvam. What it means? See, the Arthava, what Vidhiparam here means what? The Arthavada portion of the Upanishad, which represents the story is always for the purpose of meditation. That's called Vidhiparam Sarvam, okay? It is also made clear, this story which is present in the third chapter is in fact has connection with the Upasanam which is going to be prescribed in the fourth chapter. The story, okay, the connection between the story presented in the third chapter, which is meant for the Upasanam, which is going to be taught in the discipline of meditation, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, which is going to be discussed in the next chapter. So, what are the three Upasanams? As I told you, Vidyud Upasanam, then Winking Upasanam, Vidyut Upasanam, Nimesha Upasanam, and also Vidyut means lightning. Vidyut Upasanam, meditation on lightning. The Nimesha Upasanam, meditation on the winking of the eye. Then Vritti Upasanam. Manovritti Upasanam means the meditation on the thoughts. When I say this meditation on, these three are the alambanams for the Brahman. And how Brahman is presented here? Brahman, the Nirgunam Brahma, discussed in the first and second chapter, is again presented here in the third and fourth chapter as the Sagunam Brahma, as Ishvara. And that Sagunam Brahma alone is represented by what? The Yaksha. The Yaksha, which represents Yaksha, comes quickly and goes back, disappears quickly. That quick, fast, fleeting appearance of Yaksha is now being identical with the quick, fleeting disappearance of the coming and going away of the lightning or winking of the eye or of the vritti thoughts. They are supposed to be. Because of similar nature, similarity in the nature, they can be taken as the alambanam for the Yaksha Upasanam or in Saguna Brahma Upasanam.
What is Yaksha mean?
Yaksha, you don't know the story part, isn't it? Yaksha is actually here the Saguna Ishvara, some powerful, the effulgent being appeared there. We had to know the story of it, story. That's why, that is the reason, without knowing the story, without having studied the thing, the Bhashyam should not read it. It's very wrong. Very, very wrong to study the Bhashyam without knowing the story. I should have told the story earlier, but I avoided it. Yaksha means Brahma here. Okay? So this is a story person. You need to know the story.
So what is Vasarvam? Sorry. Vasarvam, what is the equivalent? What is Vasarvam?
No, Va means R. Athava, Athava, Athava says.
Okay.
The story is presented for these different...
Or for this
reason. Or this purpose also. Okay? Sarvam. Sarvam means all. Means the entire story here presented in... You know, all that is said here is that the story is for what? For the purpose of the meditation. We presented in the next chapter. So the story also presents the connection between... This story is supposed to have no connection being there between the Upasana, which is taught later on, and this story. Okay? Without the story, how will you meditate on? Now, last one. So, Vakshyamana Upanishad Vidhiparam Va Sarvam. That statement means presentation of the story is for knowing the connection between the upasanam, which is discussed in the next chapter, the discipline, and the story. Because always story is associated with the upasana. The story is presented for the purpose of practicing meditation. Saguna Brahma Upasana. Whenever Upanishad presents a story, that is meant for practicing the upasana, meditation. You have to understand.
Sorry. I just don't understand Vidhi Param.
Huh?
What is Vidhi Param over here exactly?
Vidhi Param, as per the rule means, there is a rule. If you ask why the story is, the purpose of the story is called Vidhiparam, mentioned here. See, Vakshyamana Upasana Vidhiparam means, as per the rule, the story is called, stories which is called Arthavada. The Arthavada is always as being associated with the discipline of practice of meditation. Meditation. That is what is implied by the word Vidhiparam here. What is the purpose of presenting the story? Upanishad Vidhiparam means Upasana Vidhiparam. Upasana Vidhiparam means what now? Only for the purpose of practicing meditation alone, the Arthavada part involving the story is presented here in the Upanishad. Got it now? That is the thing. See, there is one Brahma Sutra, and which also states this. Na vidhinatu eka vakyatvat stutyartena vidhinam syuhu. Stutyartena vidhinam syuhu means what? No, this here, vidhinatu eka vakyatvat. Vidhi means always there'll be a command. May one meditate on. Is like eka vakyam. You know, one vidhi will be there. And that eka vakya, vidhi is only one sentence. But I will big stunners, the whole story actually is for what? Actually for, it's for connecting to the meditation only. Therefore, sutyatena vidhinam syuhu means, the whole arthavada is not important, vidhi is very important. That's what he means. What it reveals is, why Upanishad presents a story? Okay, we have seen many three other significant aspects of particular story. The fourth significant aspect is what? It is for the purpose of the for understanding the connection between meditation and the story also. Which means the here all these characters which are present in the story, like Indraha, Agnihi, Vayuhu, all these devatas, and here. And also these devatas, you know, are presented. Plus here, how Brahman came and went. How Yaksha appeared and disappeared. That was fleeting, isn't it? That Brahman, all these devatas are supposed to meditate on that Yaksha. So people like us, we are supposed to meditate on Brahma. Yaksha represented Sagunam Brahma. So we represent what? So Upanishad presents three different aspects. Like winking, nimeshaha, like vidyut, and also manovritti. The thoughts come and go quickly. Winking happens also very quickly. Vidyut, lightning happens very quickly because they come and go, they're fleeting. Therefore, that fleeting nature is taken to be the similar nature of the yaksha, how he appears and disappears, Sagunam Brahma. So you hear these things. That something similarity must be there for an alambanam to, when you are taking alambanam, it must be something similar for you to dwell upon something superior. Therefore, they are taken to be, these yakshas presence is taken as the yakshas appearance and disappearance, the very yaksha is taken as the object of meditation, the Brahman is object of meditation, and for which yakshas presence nature is taken as the nature of these three alambanams, and they are prescribed here as the alambanam for meditation. So that is also connection is also revealed. Connection between the story and the upasanam. That's called Vidhiparam. Understand? Vidhiparam here means the as per the Shastram, as per the instructions of the Shastram, always story is for the meditation, for the purpose of meditation only. And here also, the story is presented in the third chapter, the Upasana technique, meditation is prescribed in the fourth chapter, and the connection between this story and the meditation technique which is prescribed later on in the chapter also is revealed through the story. Is it clear? Okay, now, this is the next sentence now. Next significant aspect is present. The fifth one is said later on. Brahma vidya vyatirekena praninam. See, Brahma vidya vyatirekena means without the knowledge of Brahman. It means without the self-knowledge. Okay, vyatirekena praninam, for all the beings generally and also human beings here. Kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha mithya iti etad darshanartham va akhyayika. See, it is kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha. This entertainment of the sense of doership and enjoyership, etc., on the part of all the beings, now is possible without the knowledge of Brahman. Isn't it? That sense of doership and enjoyership entertained by the individual beings because of the lack of Brahma Vidya is also what? Mithya. Is it? Mithya. Mithya means here false, isn't it? It's a false abhimanaha. It's also pradarshanartham, in order to show that. In order to show, it is natural for one to have kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam without the self-knowledge. And even if one has doership and enjoyership, and that's all what? That's only mithya, that is false. Isn't it? That kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam is because of the wrong abhimana. Because of the wrong identity, and that wrong identity is what now? Actually, mithya is wrong. Identity being wrong. Wrong identity being the means of kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. Wrong identity is because of ignorance, which is all mithya, false. Mithya here should not be taken as mithya. It's just not a regular mithya meaning, it's wrong. Be wrong also. Pradarshanartha, for showing that also, this story is presented. Yatha, say?
Yatha.
Devanam.
Jayadyehi.
Sorry,
Jayadi.
Abhimanaha.
Tadvat.
Iti. See, yatha, just as Devanam Jayadi Abhimanaha. When the identity, you know, this arrogance or the sense of accomplishment as their own, because of their victory over these demons, the other asuras, that is the example of what? That is mithya. It's because of the arrogance. That is what is said here. Jayadi abhimanaha mithya. Abhimanaha tadvat iti. The same way. He gives example. When all these devas became highly arrogant, when they claimed the victory as their own, they did not think of the victory being Bhagavan's grace or its accomplishment of Bhagavan. And that abhimana being wrong is also revealed through the story. Okay. Now, Brahma.
Brahma.
So, okay. With that, the introduction to the entire story is over. Presenting the five different significant aspects of the story. Introduction to the story is over. Commentary on introduction to the story. Now begins the commentary on this first mantra. Brahma.
Brahma.
Yathokta lakshanam.
Yathokta lakshanam.
Param.
Aparam.
Ha.
Ha.
Kila.
Kila.
Devebhyaha.
Devebhyaha.
Arthaya.
Arthaya.
Vijigye.
Vijigye.
Jayam.
Jayam.
Labdhavat.
Labdhavat.
Okay, what he says here, we have to remember the story. See, there is permanent rivalry, eternal rivalry between Devas and Asuras. And once Devas became victorious over Asuras. Okay, that's understood. So, Devebhyaha Vijigye. You know, but who, even though Devas became victorious over the Asuras, who won the victory for them? Brahma. Isn't it? So Brahma here, you should understand, even though the word Brahma is used, here the word Brahman is Sagunam Brahma. Which Sagunam Brahma? This Sagunam Brahma, which is none other than that Nirgunam Param Brahma discussed in the first two chapters. Which means Shankaracharya very, very easily uses the word Sagunam Brahma, uses the word Brahma to mean Sagunam Brahma, which means Shankaracharya does not see Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma differently. Why? Because Sagunam Brahma, what is the difference between Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma? See, Brahman is always endowed with the power of Maya. Never a time Brahman is without the Maya. The physical separation of Brahman and Maya is impossible. Impossible, it never happens. Brahman is always endowed with the power of Maya. Okay, but if we say, we talk about that Brahman with the Maya Shakti, you call it Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. If we do not talk about the Maya Shakti, Brahman is Nirgunam Brahma. What does it mean by that? When you say Nirgunam Brahma, that does not mean you are removing the Maya and seeing only Brahman. Physical removal, separation of Maya and Brahman is not possible. Understanding Maya being Mithya is understanding Brahman being Nirgunam. Understand? Nirgunam Brahman, even if you understand Brahman being Nirgunam also, what do you mean? You do not say that Brahman has no Maya. In Nirgunam Brahman also there is Maya. In Sagunam Brahman also is Maya. Isn't it? You understand first Sagunam Brahma as what? The Brahman with its own power called Maya. Later on, when you understand this power of Brahman has no independent separate existence outside of Brahman, therefore that Maya is what? No. What I want to say here, so if you understand Maya being Mithya,
yeah.
If you understand Maya being Mithya, it is what? Same Sagunam Brahma is what? Nirgunam Brahma. This is what very important thing. Sagunam Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma means we don't need to say Brahman is always with Maya only. Okay, that does not mean, what is Nirgunam Brahma? Maya being Mithya should be understood. If you understand Maya being Mithya, then you say there's no such thing called that Maya. Mithya means Maya is, whether Maya is, the presence of Maya, absence of Maya does not make Brahman something different. Does not change Brahman's position. Understand? Therefore, Maya is also eternal as Brahman. Like heat is as, you know, as eternal as the fire, as heat is intrinsic property of the fire, this Maya is intrinsic, what now? Intrinsic power of Brahman, which is inseparable, is always there. Never is Brahman without the power of Maya. Like what? Never is there fire without the power of burning power. There's never a sun without the power of illumining power. Similarly, there's never Brahman without the power of this Maya. Maya Shakti. Therefore, we always understand that once understand this Maya Shakti is Mithya means this Maya is as good as non-existent. There's only Brahman. This understanding is what? Understanding of Nirgunam Brahma. That Brahman alone is Satyam. And that Maya itself is Mithya means this Maya Karyam universe also is what? Mithya. That is what we need to understand. Therefore, what he says here is the next line, the very first line. Hear it carefully. Brahma yathokta lakshanam param ha na kila. Indeed, that absolute reality, Nirgunam Brahma, which has whose definition has been presented, which has been defined, you know, and unfolded in the first two chapters. Yathokta lakshana means as unfolded, you know, revealed in the first two chapters. That Brahman alone, who is now Sagunam Brahma, that same Brahma, which is here presented in this first mantra of the third chapter as Sagunam Brahma. Okay? Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. And that Sagunam Brahman alone, okay, that Sagunam Brahma, Devebhyaha. Devebhyaha means what now? For Devebhyaha means the fourth case, isn't it? For the sake of Devas. See, Devebhyaha means the to and for. We have two meanings for the fourth case. Called Tadarthe Chaturthi. Tadarthe Chaturthi means what? The fourth case is used. Tadarthe. Tadartha means for the purpose of. The fourth case is used in the sense of for the purpose of. So Devebhyaha means for the sake of Devas. Arthaya, he says Arthaya means Devanam Arthaya. For the sake of, for the purpose of the well-being of Devas alone, Vijigye means what now? He says, Jayam Labdhavat. Jayam, Vijigye is a past perfect tense verb. Vijigye. Got it? Mm-hmm. Vijigye is a past perfect tense word. If you want, it's a lit pratha purushaha ekavachanam. Lit means what? Past perfect tense. Had won. Vijigya means had won. Who won? Brahma. Which Brahma? Ishwaraha. Sagunam Brahma. Which Saguna Ishwaraha? Who is Nirgunam Brahma? Which Nirgunam Brahma? Discussed in the first two chapters. Unfolded in the first two chapters. Is it clear now? You have to go like this. Vijigya. Brahma Vijigya means Ishvara had won. Which Ishvara? Sagunam Brahma. Who is Sagunam Brahma? The one who is endowed with the power of Maya. Who is one who is endowed with the power of Maya? Nirgunam Brahma. Who is Nirgunam Brahma? The consciousness endowed with the power of, ever endowed with the power of Maya. Okay? Who is the very locus of Maya? Existence of Maya, that Nirgunam Brahma, which has been unfolded and discussed in the first two chapters, Parasparam Brahma, the same Brahman as Sagunam Brahma, as Ishvara, had won the battle for the sake of Devas. Okay, Devebhyaha Brahma Vijigye. That is the, for that sentence, Shankaracharya comments here. He comments on that sentence. Okay. What Brahma Vijigye, that meaning he gives the meaning Jayam Labdhavat. So now Jayam Labdhavat. Jayam means victory. Objective case. Jayaha is the word. And Jayam is the objective. Labdhavat means, Labdhavat is a neuter form. Labdhavan. Labdhavan means actually, it's another express for the past tense. You can use it called tavat pratyanta shabdaha. Labdhavan, labdhavati, labdhavat. Labdhavat is a neutral form because Brahman is a neutral gender word. So purushaha ramaha palam labdhavan, sita palam labdhavati. You know, like that new gender word, labdhavat. See, labdhavat means had got, had attained, had won. It's a jayam labdhavat, had got what? Victory. That is the meaning. Who got the victory? Ishvara. For whose sake? For whose purpose? Deva, devebhyaha. No, devanam, you know?
Devanam.
Asuranancha. Sangrame.
Sangrame.
This word sangramaha means war, battle, which you came across many times in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter. Okay. Therefore, also second chapter, Bhagavad Gita came across this word. Sangramaha means battle. In the battle, okay, in the battle of devas and asuras, devanam, suranam, cha sangramaha, battle of, demons and asuras, the asuras and devas, in that battle of those two, asuras and devas, asuran jitva, having won the demons, asuran jitva, jagad aratihi means enemies, jagataha aratayaha, enemies of the world, who? All the enemies of the world means enemies of the people, enemies of the society, all the entire society. Enemy of society means all asuras. Okay? The asuras, who are the enemies of the whole world, not only one person, whole world's enemies, means because they disrupt the entire universal law and order, therefore they are disturbing all the beings here, not only the human beings. The jagad aratayaha, enemies, aratihi sikaranta shabda. So aratin. So jagad aratin, jagataha aratin, okay, enemies of the world. Ishvara setu bhetrun. All adjectives for asuras. Who are these asuras? Jagad aratayaha, number one adjective. Then, Ishvara setu bhetaraha. Bhetru is rukaranta shabda. Ishvara setu bhetru means, setu here means the order, the law and order. The Ishvara's law and order, you can say, are all our varna ashrama dharmas prescribed for maintaining the social order. Okay? Why we have varna ashrama dharma, varna dharma, ashrama dharma? If a person knows which varna he belongs to, which ashrama he belongs to, then he will do his duties in conformity with dharma, which then the one who was committed to do his duties knowing which ashrama he belongs to, which varna he belongs to, then he is living his life in conformity with the order, means he is contributing for this, maintaining the social order. Otherwise, he'll be disrupting and he'll be disturbing the order. So, bhetru means the one who transgresses the order. Bhetru. Bhetru means, actually the breaker. Bheta is a rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Bhetru shabdaha. In nominate becomes bheta. In objective plural, bhetrun. So, those who break the law and order of the society, thereby the social order. Okay, Ishvara Setu means what now? Those who go against and break the universal law and order, we can say, which is Ishvara, which is Ishvara Niyati. So, Ishvara Setu Bhetru means Ishvara Niyati Bhetrun. Adjective for asuras. Is it clear now? So, those who go against Varna Ashrama Dharmas, those who spoil the Varna Ashrama Dharma order. Okay. So, those who bring about the social disorder by disrupting the universal law and order. This is called Jagad Aratin, Ishvara Setu Bhetrun. Devebhyaha jayam. Okay? So here he says, devanam asuranam cha sangrame. This jagad aratin ishvara setu bhetrun asuran jitva devebhyaha jayam labdavat. Okay, he won the victory. Ishvara won the victory for the devas by becoming victorious over the asuras who disturb the universal law and order. Bhagavan, him of universal law and order, and also who are the enemies of the world. Is it clear? Not only did Bhagavan obtain the victory for the devas, you know, he also won them the benefit of, not only did he win the devatas, they win the asuras, he also won for that palam of the jayam, jaya palam. What is the benefit of becoming victorious? Once you become victorious, the benefit of being victorious is you also become glorious. Okay? So Bhagavan won the glory, Bhagavan won the victory first, got the victory for the devas. Not only victory, Bhagavan also got the credit of glorification as a result of that victory. Victory and the victory born greatness or glorification also Bhagavan got for the devas. Is it clear now? Tat phalam means, tat phalam means what? Glorification. Swamiji will say, all the devatas' pictures came on the front page with the headlines next day. That is the palam. Headlines, all the news channels, like that. So, tat palam cha. Cha, no, very important. Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, fought against the asuras, who are the enemies of the world, and who really disturb the social order, but going against the universal law and order, Bhagavan's niyati, such people, he won them. Then he got the victory for the devatas. Not only the victory, he also got the benefit of victory, that is the glorification. Okay, the glory of being victorious, that benefit also he got them. That palamcha, which means fame. Fame which goes with the victory also, Bhagavan's grace. Okay. Fame, victory and the fame. Cha prayachyate. Prayachyate means, it's a past tense of prayachyati. Yachya dhatuhu. Yachyati is the verb. Prayachyati means gives. So, prakarshena yachyati iti prayachyati, which means it is not just giving directly, isn't it? Still, Bhagavan's grace alone got them. Therefore, prayachyati. And prayachyati is what? Lung, past tense verb. Okay? So, Bhagavan gave these devas, victory and the fame which goes with the victory. How did Bhagavan give them? By fighting against asuras, winning them over in the battle. Okay, now the question comes, what is the purpose of Bhagavan helping Bhagavan obtaining the victory for devatas and the fame which goes with the victory for the devas? Why did Bhagavan get them the victory and the fame? Jagataha sthemne. The purpose is revealed here. Sthaman is a nakaranta pullinga shabdaha, which means sthitihi. Sthaman means existence, sthitihi. Jagataha sthemne means jagataha sthiti nimittam. for the purpose of continuous existence of the universe, for the maintenance of the order involved in the universe. See, if the universe has to continue to exist, then it must, but now the order within the realm of which the universe exists also has to be maintained. So by destroying the asuras, who are the destroyers of the law and order, Bhagavan maintains the law and order, isn't it? Thereby he contributes for the continuous sustenance of the universe. So sthitihi means what? Continuous sustenance. Okay, sthaman means sthitihi. So not only Bhagavan is the Jagat Srishtikarta, Layakarta, Bhagavan is the sthiti. Sthitikarta also. Sthitikarta means what? Srishtikarta. Srishti sthiti laya karanam Bhagavan. Is it? Bhagavan is the only source of srishtihi sthitihi na layaha. Therefore, the source of sustenance being Bhagavan, Bhagavan, why does Bhagavan fight against asuras who break the, who go against the varna ashrama dharmas, that is, who contribute for the social disorder? By destroying them, Bhagavan contributes for the continuous sustenance of the universe. Okay? Jagataha sthemne, jagataha sthiti nimittam, sthiti nimittam eva, just the meaning. Devebhyaha jayam, jayasya phalamcha prayachyat. Got it? Devebhyaha, for to the devas, to the devas, for the sake of devas, to, meaning, okay? Bhagavan gave what? Bhagavan gave them victory and the benefit of victory, the fame also, for the sake of maintaining, for the sake of continual sustenance of the universe. Is it clear? Next.
Stemne is chaturthi.
Chaturthi, stemne. Like, no? Nakarantaha, pullingaha, atman, shabdaha, atma, atmanam, atmana, atmane. Right. So, stemne, stemna, stemna, no? Stemna, stemnam, stemna. Like that. Steman shabdaha, steman, stema, stemanam, like that, like, atmanam, atmana, atmane, stemne.
Okay.
Jagataha stemne, for the continuous sustenance of the universe, Bhagavan gave victory and its benefit of victory, the fame, to the devas by becoming victorious over the asuras who are enemies of the world and who go against the universal law and order. Is it clear? Then, tasyaha kila brahmanaha vijaye. So, tasya brahmanaha vijaye, tasya brahmanaha, you mean, now, the victory won by, obtained by a brahman. Okay, the brahman's victory. Victory of brahman, that brahman's. Victory of that Ishwara, victory of Ishwara. Tasya brahmanaha means what now? That Ishwara, who is the continuous sustainer of the universe, okay, that Ishwara's victory, brahmanaha sashtihidhar. In that victory, vijaye, in the victory of Ishwara, devaha, no, all these agniyadaya, who are deva, see that, see the read, no, devaha, agniyadaya, amahiyanta, mahimanam praptavantaha. See, mahimana means greatness. Amahiyanta means they became great. Okay. Agniyadayaha devaha. These devas such as Agni, Vayuhu, Indraha, all these devas, all these devas, mahimanam praptavantaha means they became great. What now? Became great because of the victory of the Brahman. Brahman's victory made devas glorious. Is it clear now? Tad, it is important lesson now. Tad, atmasamsthasya, pratyagatmanaha, ishvarasya, sarvajnasya, sarvakriyaphala, sanyojaituhu, praninam, sarvashaktehe, jagataha, stitim, chikirshoho, ayam jayaha, mahima, cha. Okay. See, all these words are adjectives of Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Okay. Now we need to understand who is Ishvara here. Every word is what? Describes Ishvara. Every word is an adjective for Ishvara. See that first now. He says, this jayaha, this mahima, this victory, this glorification, okay, this greatness and victory is what? Whose victory is it? Victory of the Lord, glory of the Lord. Okay, you see, I stop the word now. Jayam Mahima. Mm-hmm. Mahima means greatness. Jayam means victory. Victory and greatness, the glorification, are of whom? Or these both are belong to Brahman. Is it? This victory and greatness of Ishvara. Which Ishvara? We have to see the every word now. Atma samstaha. See now, who is Ishvara? Who is Ishvara? Is Atma samstaha. First adjective for the Lord. Atma samstaha means Ishvara, the Lord, the truth of everything, obtains in every individual as one's own self. Atma samstaha, one's own mind. Here atma samstaha means one who obtains seated in every mind. Atma samstaha. Ishwar, the Lord, the truth of everything, one who obtains in every mind is what? Atma samstaha. Therefore, Ishwara's jayam. How will you say? Atma samsthasya Ishwarasya jayam mahima. Understand? Okay, next adjective. Pratyagatmanaha. Now, pratyagatma is another adjective for Ishwara. This particular adjective used as adjective for Ishwara again makes it very clear, Ishvara and Pratyagatma being one and the same. Like a Mahavakyam. No? How many Mahavakyam reveals the identity between Ishvara and Jiva. This particular adjective used here as adjective of the word Ishvara, Shankaracharya, by using this term here, adjective for the Ishvara, he makes it very clear. Come on. Pratyagatma and Ishvara are not at all two different things. What is Pratyagatma? The innermost essence of the individual, which is Atma Samstaha, isn't it? So Pratyagatma, Atma Samstaha, what is the difference? Atma Samstaha means obtaining in every mind is Atma Samstaha. And Pratyagatma means what? Obtaining as the innermost self. Which means what now? Swarupam of every individual is Pratyagatma. So Pratyagatmanaha, which means he does not see it as different at all. Is it? Understand? Pratyekatma means jiva swarupam, the inner, the swarupam of every being here, innermost essence of every individual is pratyekatma, pratyekatmanaha. Again, pratyekatmanaha ishwarasya jayaha mahima. Is it clear now? Pratyekatmanaha, then ishwarasya.
Ishwarasya.
So, Ishwaraha, the Lord of this entire universe, who obtains in every mind as the Self, and who is obtaining as the very innermost Swarupam of every being, that Ishwara Sarvajnaha.
Sarvajnaha.
See, all these words are in possessive case. To mean what? The Jayam and not the victory and the greatness, glorification of that Ishvara. That's why possessive case. Sarvajnasya. Sarvajnaha means the one who is ashraya for all knowledge. The total knowledge, all knowledge, detailed knowledge and all knowledge. The ashraya for all knowledge is Bhagavan only. It was Sarvajnaha. All knowing. Lord Sarvajnaha. Then sarva kriya phala samyojayita. Sarva kriya phala samyojayita. See, samyojayita means ordainer. No? Samyojayitru shabdaha. Samyojayitru. Samyojayitru means actually organizer, ordainer, determiner. Appointer, you know, one who appoints, or can say that. So many words are there, but here the ordainer or determiner is called sarva, the samyojayitru. So Bhagavan is the determiner of what phalam, which phalam? Kriya phalam. Sarva kriya phala means the one who ordains or determines the fruits of actions of all the beings here. So, sarva karma phala data, that's the meaning. Lord, who is the sarva, sarva karma phala data, which means here again, Ishvara, whenever Bhakti Shankara talks about Ishvara, he makes it very clear, Ishvara being the law and order. There is no law, it is the law and order which alone determines the appropriate result for appropriate karma. Okay? And that law and order does not exist outside of knowledge. That knowledge does not exist outside of consciousness, Parambrahma. Therefore, sarva jnana ashrayaha paramatma. Therefore, sarvajnaha. Sarva niyati ashraya also Bhagavan only. Therefore, sarva kriya phala sanyojayitu, samyojayitru shabdaha. The positive case is what? Sanyojayita, sanyojayitaram, no? Samyojayitra, sanyojayituhu is the possessive. Okay? The samyojayita means the ordinary of all the fruits of actions of all the beings. So the Lord who ordains the fruits of actions remaining as the very law and order. Okay. Then praninam sarva shakti shakte praninam sarva shaktihi. Praninam sarva shaktihi is the next adjective. Sarva shakti means all powers of all the living beings. Okay, all this called what now? Ishwaratvam, we have to say all the powers of all the living beings. What now? You have to remember that Bhagavan is the Viryam, isn't it? Viryam in its total. All the, you remember the sixfold virtues of Parama Ishwara. Jnanam, Shrihi, Viryam, Yashas, remember that Aishwaryam, here this particular word means the Viryam, the strength and the, all the powers of all the living beings is what? Bhagavan. Therefore, the Lord who is the power, all the powers of all the beings, Praninam sarva shaktihi. Bhagavan is the, Bhagavan is the one who is the all power of all the beings. Then sarva shaktehe possessive. Got it? The next is jagataha sthiti chikirshuhu. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Chikirshuhu is again a desiderative word, which means kartum iccha chikirsha. Like how jnatum iccha jignyasa, muktum iccha mumuksha, kartum iccha chikirsha. Chikirsha means desire to do. It's a desiderative word. Chikirsha. Okay? Kartum iccha chikirsha. It's a desiderative word. Desire to do. So, Bhagavan is the one who is desirous of doing. Doing what here? Stitihi. It means sustenance of the universe. Jagataha stitim chikirshuhu. Stitim chikirshuhu means the one who, actually, one who governs the sustenance of the universe. Okay, one who is desirous of sustaining the continuous existence of the universe. Sthitim chikirshuhu, which means Bhagavan being sthiti karanam, is also implied here. Sthitim chikirshuhu. See, now chikirshoho is what? Possessive. Understood the meaning? See, chikirshuhu is nominative. Chikirshoho is possessive. So now you have to see all the words here. Atma samstha. Possessive word what? Atma samsthasya. Pratyagatma. Pratyagatmanaha. Ishwaraha. Ishwarasya. Sarvajnaha. Sarvajnasya. Sarvakriya phalasanyojaita. Sarvakriya phalasanyojaituhu. Praninam sarva shaktihi. Praninam sarva shaktehe. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Jagataha sitim chikirshoho. Your seven words. Okay, six adjectives for one Ishvara. Today seven words are there. All of them are in possessive case. Hope you remember this rule. Yallingam yadvachanam yache bhaktihi viseshyasya tallingam tadvachanam sache bhaktihi viseshanasya. Isn't it? Therefore, all these words are in possessive case. See, ikaranta, ukaranta, nakaranta, rikaranta, therefore different possessive forms. Therefore, now, jayaha mahi, ayam jayaha, this victory which is enjoyed by the devas and the victory born glorifications enjoyed by the devas and both of them are of Bhagavan, who is Atma Samstaha Pratyagatma Ishwaraha Sarvajnaha Sarvakriya Prasanyojaita Praninam Sarva Shaktihi Jagataha Sthitim Chikirshuhu. Okay? All glories of Bhagavan. Got it? Such Bhagavan's victory, I am Jayaha, this victory, Mahima cha, and the glories which goes with the victory, both belong to Bhagavan. Bhagavan's victory and the glory, cha iti ajanantaha. Janantaha means knowing, shatru anta shabda. No, janan devaha. Janantau devo, janantaha devaha. Isn't it? But here, ajanantaha. Why ajanantaha? Not knowing. Not understanding this fact that victory and the glory which goes with the victory, being the victory and glory of such Bhagavan, not knowing that this victory they enjoy, this glory they enjoy, is of Bhagach Bhagavan, not knowing that. Ajanantaha te devaha, say no? Aikshanta. Aikshanta means they saw. They saw. Literally it means what now? What is the verb here? Ikshate is a verb. Ikshate, ikshete, ikshante, atmepadam verb. An atmepadam verb in past tense becomes what? Aikshanta. Okay? Aikshanta. What is the verb Shankara gives the meaning here? Ikshitavantaha. Aikshanta is equal to ikshitavantaha. Means they saw, they considered who? Agnyadi. Say no? Swarupa. Parichinna. Atmakritaha. Agnyadi swarupa parichinna atmakritaha. Means what now? The Atma identified with the Agni form, etc. Okay, these devatas having wrong identity with their limited forms, and they claimed, come on, this is our victory. When they say our victory, the identity is with what? If the identity was with Ishvara Parambrahma, then they would have seen it as what? Victory of Paramatma Ishvaraha. Then the identity was with their form, then the victory was what? Then having wrong, they think, then the victory belongs to them, means not, they did not see the victory as Bhagavan's victory. They see the victory as their own victory. Which means, if they know, if the identity was with Paramatma, then they would have seen themselves being Paramatma. If they saw themselves being Paramatma, then they would have seen the victory as Paramatma's victory, Ishvara's victory. Because they isolate themselves from Paramatma, because of their wrong identity with the form, now they claim the victory also as their own victory. They do not see the victory as Paramatma victory. See, even if they claim the victory as Paramatma's victory, still they would have had the victory. Why? How? Because they see themselves as Paramatma. Understand? But now they see themselves as the forms, therefore they do not see the victory as Paramatma's victory, they see the victory as their own victory. That's what he says, Agnyadi, Agnyadihi, Swarupa Parichinna, Atmakritaha, Asmakam Eva, Ayam Vijayaha, Asmakam Eva, Ayam Mahima. This victory is ours, this greatness, glory is ours, Iti Mahima. Agniya, Agni, you know, Agni, Vayu, Indratvadi, Lakshanaha, Jaya Phalabhutaha, Asmabihi, Anubhuyate. Which means, this victory, this glory enjoyed by us, what now? No, have been won by us. In who are Nima, what now? Agni, Vayu. With the status. Oh, the Agni, see, Agni, Vayu, Indratvadi Lakshanaha means the identity being their own forms. They talk about the status as a Indra, enjoying the status of as a Indra, as a Dev, as a Vayu, as a Agni, we devatas, we won the victory. We won and we own the victory. The glory also is our own. We won the asuras. We have got the victory. And we are really great. This greatness of victors over asuras belongs to us, isn't it? This is their thinking attitude. Na, say no?
Na.
asmat pratyagatma bhuta ishvara kritaha iti. So asmat asmat pratyagatma bhuta ishvara kritaha iti na. They did not think, they did not see this. Na aikshanta. We have to say that na should go with aikshanta. Na aikshanta means they did not see, no, which means what? Their perception was very wrong. They did not perceive this victory and glory as the victory and glory of Ishvara, who obtains as their own innermost self. Pratyagatma bhuta Ishvara kritaha. Pratyagatma bhuta Ishvara kritaha means what? Ishvara kritaha means Lord gained victory. Lord obtained glory. Which Lord? Pratyagatma bhuta Lord. The Lord who obtains as their own innermost self, that Ishvara remaining as the innermost self, is Ishvara whose grace and because of whose grace, whose blessings alone, they could physically fight, they could physically win the victory and the glory. They did not see this fact. Na aikshanta, we have to understand. They did not see means what? They did not perceive it correctly, this victory and glory, as the Ishvara gained, Ishvara obtained, Ishvara who obtains as their own innermost self, that Ishvara gained victory they did not see, but they saw this victory and gain as their own, which means as the limited individual devatas with the status Agni, Vayu, Indra status. Is it clear now? But they should have seen as what? They should see this glory and greatness won by the Lord. So this glory and greatness belong to the Lord. Therefore, the glory and the victory and the glory of Ishvara. Which Ishvara? We have six adjectives. And the important thing is, Shankara makes it very clear. Shankara never sees Saguna Ishvara and Nirguna Ishvara as two different things. For him, Saguna Ishvara is another than Nirguna Ishvara. Isn't it? And then not only that, for him, the Pratyagatma is Ishvara. Ishvara is there as the very swarupam of every individual. Atma samstaha Pratyagatma. The innermost essence obtaining in every mind, every individual as one I, as one's own self. It is that Ishvara's blessings, presence, blessings, grace, who always helps anyone achieve anything. This devatas did not see, but they saw this as their own victory, their own glory. All the words are clear?
How would you understand Asura? And you keep saying demon, demon.
Yeah. No, Asuraha, actually, Asuhu, Asuhu means breath. We come across in second chapter. Gata Asuhu, Agata Asuhu. Gata Asuhu is the dead, Agata Asuhu is the alive. But Asuraha means the one who goes against dharma. See, any wrongdoer is called asuraha rakshasaha. One who goes against dharma for the sake of enjoyment of pleasures. There are people, wrongdoers, they do wrong things for security or artha or kama. The artha nimittam no dharma virodhinaha rakshasaha. Kama nimittam dharma virodhinaha asuraha.
Okay, okay.
See, for the sake of, see, only artha kamas become the ultimate end means, then you go against dharma. There is no limit for that. When you go against dharma, and which is your predominant pursuit, artha or kama, sometimes both become. Then you are akshura as well as akshasa. But sometimes people are not interested in kama also, only artha, artha, power, security, power, mongers. Then they are rakshasas. But there are some people who go against dharma, not only for artha, all pleasures. No, actually sensory pleasures. That's why asuraha. Because asuhu implies the person who is alive and then who is all the time, the very life is for the fulfillment of sensory pleasures. The very life is for the fulfillment of sensory pleasures means, and for the sake of sensory pleasures, I do any atrocity, then I am asura. See, this is the one thing, Radhaji. What is our important lesson here when you begin the first third chapter is Nirgunam Brahma discussed in the first two chapters is introduced as the Sagunam Brahma. It means Shankaracharya never sees Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma as something different. Why? Because whether Brahman is Sagunam, when you talk about Brahman as Sagunam or Nirgunam, Radhaji, Brahman is always Maya Sahitam only. Always ended with Maya. So what is that then difference means? Because you need to arrive at that Nirgunam Brahma, yourself being the Nirgunam Brahma. That Nirgunam Brahma, even that power, the Maya Shakti, which is not physically separable. The physically inseparable Maya, being mithya, has to be understood. Mm-hmm. Only in understanding that Maya being mithya, you understand Maya being as good as non-existent. Then you can just say it's all just Brahma. Understand? When you understand that Maya, then the whole Jagat becomes what now? Mithya. Why? Cause itself is mithya. What about the effect?
As on Saturday, you were explaining Jivatma.
Yes. The
status of Jiva, but is consciousness. And that's like the
limit. No, there, what happened, at least you can say Jiva. When people say no, then Ishvara also is Jiva. We never say Ishvara is mithya, Radhaniji.
No.
We never say Ishvara is mithya. The status alone is mithya. Because in Jiva, in Ishvara, Radhaniji, it is what? It is a vastu, the reality, plus the status. Therefore, we are not negating the whole. We are negating only the status part as mithya. But what happens when you totally negate Ishvara? Saguna Ishvara means what? You are negating the Brahman, which is very powerful. Because you need, until that jnanam, you need worshipping, isn't it? Now, when you talk about this victory, everything is because of that Ishvara. See, which is I here? Isn't it? That's a big thing, isn't it, Radhaji? If you say, I is consciousness, I am Brahma, then everything is Brahman, then all the glories belong to Paramatma, you say, then completely Ahankara is not suppressed here, resolved. There is no ahankara, arrogance is not there. But when you say, I one it, identity is with the non-self, then that's isolated as an individual, then that is ahankara. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantih Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gabhyo Namaha Hari Om.